Consider the changing political and economic geography of nation-states over the past 40 years. The statistics that dominate political debate are largely national in character. Poverty levels, unemployment, GDP, net migration. But the geography of capitalism has been pulling in somewhat different directions. Plainly, globalization has not rendered geography irrelevant. In many cases, it has made the location of economic activity far more important, exacerbating the inequality between successful locations, such as London or San Francisco, and less successful locations, such as Northeast England or the US Rust Belt. The key geographic units involved are no longer nation-states. Rather, it is cities, regions, or individual urban neighbourhoods that are rising and falling. The Enlightenment ideal of the nation as a single community, bound together by a common measurement framework, is harder and harder to sustain. If you live in one of the towns in the Welsh Valleys that was once dependent on steel manufacturing or mining for jobs, politicians talking of how the economy is doing well are likely to breed additional resentment. From that standpoint, the term GDP fails to capture anything meaningful or credible. When macroeconomics is used to make a political argument, this implies that the losses in one part of the country are offset by gains somewhere else. Headline-grabbing national indicators such as GDP and inflation conceal all sorts of localized gains and losses that are less commonly discussed by national politicians. Immigration may be good for the economy overall, but this does not mean that there are no local costs at all. So when politicians use national indicators to make their case, they implicitly assume some spirit of patriotic mutual sacrifice on the part of voters. You might be the loser on this occasion, but next time you might be the beneficiary. But what if the tables are never turned? What if the same city or region wins over and over again while others always lose? On what principle of give and take is that justified? In Europe, the currency union has exacerbated the problem. The indicators that matter to the European Central Bank, ECB, for example, are those representing 500 million people. The ECB is concerned with the inflation or unemployment rate across the Eurozone as if it were a single homogeneous territory, at the same time as the economic fate of European citizens is splintering in different directions, depending on which region, city, or neighbourhood they happen to live in. Official knowledge becomes ever more abstracted from lived experience, until that knowledge simply ceases to be relevant or credible.